Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of the DFS Deadeye. We're going to start this podcast off by just kind of looking back briefly at week 1, and then we're going to jump ahead into the week 2 slate. So looking back at week 1, it was a pretty good week for us. We had a lot of players right. Andy Dalton performed pretty well for us. Drew Brees in cash games was obviously great. Kind of wish I had him in more GPPs. Case Keenum came through for us with a pretty solid game. Phillip Rivers had a really good game as well. So the quarterback position we did pretty well on. You know, running backs, Kamara and James Conner, who I hyped up continuously, had huge, huge, huge weeks. Alex Collins was a little bit of a letdown for us. He only, he fumbled the ball. He got benched for a little bit, and they were up so much they didn't play him because they were on a short week this week, so they want him fully healthy. So that was kind of a miss for us. And, looking at the receiver position, Chris Hogan was probably my biggest blunder over the week, only accounting for 1.6 fantasy FanDuel points, one catch for 11 yards. Not the kind of performance we were looking for him. And that was kind of the one player that held me back in a lot of GPPs, where I had Kamara, Connor, AJ Green, Emmanuel Sanders, Gronk. I had some DeSean Jackson in GPPs who had a huge game. And then, Chris Hogan kind of let me down with 1.6. So it was a lot of min caches and small caches. But if Hogan had a big game, it could have been, a lot more. But that's all right. It was only week 1. So now we're going to start and go ahead to look at week 2. The first game we're going to take a look at is the Carolina Panthers against the Atlanta Falcons. Over-under of 44.5. That's kind of average for this slate, so this is definitely a game where we're going to want to find some plays. Number one, Julio Jones is definitely a good option in both GPP and cash. He obviously had a monster game in week 1 against the Philadelphia Eagles. He has dominated this Carolina Panthers secondary the last couple of years, including a 300-yard game against them. So this is definitely a guy that you kind of want to get into your cash game lineups because he has a super high floor. He's going to produce for you, and you're not going to get a goose egg from him. So that's definitely why I'm looking at Julio Jones in my cash game lineups. And you got to figure eventually he's going to start scoring more touchdowns than he has. Just, in terms of regression to the mean, he has to start getting in the end zone. The math just does not make sense for him to be this good and this bad at scoring touchdowns. So Julio Jones is definitely a play for me. Scrolling down, other receivers I'm kind of interested in, like Devin Funchess at 6,000. You can get a number one receiver on Carolina for only 6,000, which I think is a pretty good value. I can see a lot of points being scored in this game. I think if that Atlanta offense could get rolling, Carolina's going to have to match them, and I think Funchess could get involved in a big way. Looking at quarterbacks, I kind of like Cam Newton at 8,200 for GPPs more because of his rushing ability. And honestly, cash games for Cam Newton, I know a lot of people don't like playing him in cash games. I don't mind it because that rushing does provide such a high floor for him that, I kind of like Cam Newton at only 8,200 because he's going to run for 30 to 40 yards minimum. That's a big 3 or 4 points right there in FanDuel. So that's definitely a guy that I'm interested in. He's going to be in my cash game and tournament player field. Matt Ryan at 7,100, I'm kind of staying away from based on what I saw Thursday night. He kind of only threw the ball to Julio Jones. Didn't really look comfortable throwing the ball to anybody else. So that's why I'm just going to stick to Cam Newton, really, and kind of avoid Matt Ryan. Running backs, I do like Christian McCaffrey at 7,400. Atlanta gave up a lot of catches and yards to the Philadelphia running backs out of the backfield, and Christian McCaffrey is one of the best in the NFL coming out of the backfield and catching the ball, so he's definitely on my radar at 7,400 for GPPs and cash. Another cash game thing that people don't like to do is Christian McCaffrey, but I think he also has a very high floor just because of the amount of catches and targets he gets per week. So that's definitely a reason why I'm going to be targeting him in cash games as well as tournaments. And then Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman are just not guys I'm really interested in at all. I just don't like guys that are sharing a workload. So I'm going to try to find running backs in other games that kind of have the full workload to themselves. And now tight end here, we actually get to a pretty interesting situation here with Ian Thomas, the tight end for Carolina, who's going to be taking over because Greg Olsen had a foot injury, so he's going to be out for extended period of time, they said. So Ian Thomas at 4,000 could be a very interesting option for cash games and GPP. Cash games, he's a great option at 4,000 because it's such good salary relief that you can really jam your lineup full of other guys that you're more interested in, like better running backs, better receivers, better quarterback if you kind of fit Thomas in there at 4K. And GPP is because this is a super athletic kid, very capable of, having a huge game. If you watch that Eagle-Falcon game, Zach Ertz got open a bunch of times, and Nick Foles just kind of failed to hit him. So they do have some holes against the tight end. They just lost their safety, who would be responsible for covering the tight end. So I think Ian Thomas is a very strong play in both cash games and GPPs. The second game we're going to take a look at is the Cleveland Browns visiting the New Orleans Saints. Let's see, this over-under is 49, and I believe that is the highest total on the board. So this is definitely a game. Oh, excuse me, besides the Pittsburgh Kansas City game, we'll get to that one in a little bit. This is definitely a game you want to target for cash games because there's going to be a lot of points scored. Obviously, Kamara at 9,000. Saw a pretty big price bump, but that's because he went crazy last week. We had him in all of our lineups, so we were very happy about that. You know, if you can make it work at 9,000, this is another guy you want to play because he's just so consistent in both cash games and GPPs. He's getting the target share, only 8 carries, but that's okay because he's getting so many targets that this is definitely a guy you want to get in your lineup. He had 141 yards from scrimmage last week. So this is definitely a guy that you want to try to jam in your lineup in 3 touchdowns. He was that Saints offense with the exception of Michael Thomas as well. Those were really the only 2 guys doing anything for this offense last week. So Kamara is definitely a guy you want to try to get in there at 9,000. Carlos Hyde is another interesting player, I think. I don't think this New Orleans run defense is any good. I think Tampa Bay just found a lot of success through the air, so they kind of, you know, stopped running the ball. I thought watching that game back, it looked like Peyton Barber could have had a much bigger game than he did. So Carlos Hyde is definitely a guy I'm interested in at 6,300 in GPPs and tournaments because I think his ownership will be very, very low. So it's definitely a guy that I'm going to look for in tournaments. And looking at the receiver position, obviously Michael Thomas, 8,800, is a stud. 16 targets last week, 15 catches. Definitely a guy that you want to get in there at 8,800. Just super high price point at this point. So it's going to be tough to get him in there. But I think we find enough value later on at the receiver position that we could try to make it work. And then this is another GPP play, Josh Gordon at 6,300. He kind of flashed last week that he still has those skills that we saw from that 1,600-yard season he had a couple of years back on that big touchdown reception. Went up over a defender, caught it, brought his feet down all, and, you know, stuck in the corner of the end zone. So this is definitely a guy I want to play in GPPs because, like I said, the Tampa Bay Bucs found a lot of success against the Saints secondary, throwing the ball deep down the field. And as good as Jarvis Landry is, he's not a deep threat. He's the underneath guy, and Josh Gordon is that deep threat. So I would not be surprised if Josh Gordon, you know, got loose for a 50 or 60-yard grab here in this one. So that's definitely a guy that I'm going to have in my GPP player pool. Looking at tight end, David Njoku is definitely someone that interests me at 5,300. The Saints defense got absolutely torched last week, so I kind of am buying the Browns as long as Tyrod Taylor doesn't hold them back and he's, you know, more aggressive taking shots down the field instead of just running it himself. Njoku is definitely a guy that I'm going to look for at 5,300 to kind of get in my, you know, GPP lineups. Not a guy that I'm totally targeting, but, you know, when I'm filling out my lineup, I have 5,300 left to tight end. I'm very comfortable playing Njoku there. And then defenses, I'm kind of fading this entire game. The third game that we're going to take a look at here is the Philadelphia Eagles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans is definitely a guy that I missed last week. I kind of faded him in all formats, which ended up coming back to bite me because he had a huge game, obviously. But I'm going to take that same strategy this week. I think the logic was good behind it. So I'm going to kind of do it again and just hope it doesn't come back to bite me week two as it did in week one. You know, looking at his other games with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he really hasn't produced anything crazy. I think last week was more the Saints defense being bad than Mike Evans being good. So Mike Evans will definitely not be in any of my lineups again this week. I'm going to continue to fade that. Looking at other receivers, you know, Nelson Aguilar, I think, has a super, super high floor, as well as a pretty decent ceiling. He caught a lot of balls in, you know, week one against Atlanta. I'm pretty sure he opened up the game with the first 6 catches for, like, 28 yards or something ridiculous like that. But definitely one of Nick Foles' security blankets. And at 6,100 in a cash game lineup, you could do a lot worse than Nelson Aguilar. And he could provide you that salary relief at 6K to kind of get guys like Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas in your lineup. So definitely an option for me. If you're looking for GPPs, dart throws, I think Mike Wallace at 5,300 could be a good value. We saw Ted Ginn get loose against Tampa Bay in week one. I think Mike Wallace is just a rich man's version of Ted Ginn. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Mike Wallace, you know, score a long touchdown this week. Definitely a guy that I want to look at. Got open a couple times against Atlanta, but Nick Foles was just so bad in that game. He couldn't get him the ball. So if Nick Foles improves, I expect Mike Wallace's numbers to also improve. Quarterback position, obviously Nick Foles, Ryan Fitzpatrick, both priced around 7,000. Two guys I'm not really playing. A lot of other quarterbacks I like in that price range opposed to those two, so it's kind of a stay away for me. And at running back, I'm not really playing any of these guys either. You know, J.J. 6,800. Yes, he had two touchdowns in primetime last week, but just not a lot of attempts or opportunity. So a guy that I'm staying away from. You know, Peyton Barber, Philadelphia has a very, very good defense. You know, made it very tough on Freeman and Coleman to get anything going. So I don't foresee Peyton Barber really having a bunch of success against this Philadelphia front seven. And then Darren Sproles and Corey Clement, both talents I like, but they kind of cut into each other's workload. So two guys that I don't really want to play in this game. Definitely other running backs that I'm going to find later on that I like a lot more. Tight end Zach Ertz, I think, is a very strong play at 6,500. His price has kind of dropped a little bit. You know, watching that Thursday night game, he could have had a huge game, settled with only five catches for about, you know, 56 yards. Definitely a guy that I'm trying to get into my lineups this week in cash and tournaments. I think, you know, 10 targets, nothing to complain about. I think this is Zach Ertz's go-to. Nick Foles' go-to guy is Zach Ertz. So definitely a guy, if I can get into my lineup, is one that I'm definitely trying to do so. I think he has a big bounce-back game. So definitely a guy that I'm targeting. The next game that we're going to look at here is the Miami Dolphins against the New York Jets. This game has an over-under of 44. So again, kind of average, you know, right in the middle of the slate. This is not a game that I really love. Obviously, quarterback Sam Darnold, Ryan Tannehill, both cheap options. Sam Darnold at 66, Tannehill at 62. Two guys that I'm not really playing. I don't foresee the Jets giving Darnold enough opportunity to kind of make this, you know, worthwhile play. So I'm not really sold on him quite yet. So those are two quarterbacks that I'm not really going to be playing this week. Running backs, Kenyon Drake, 6,600 is not bad, but I just don't like that. I don't like Frank Gore cutting into his workload. Frank Gore actually looked pretty good last week, but, you know, obviously not a guy I'm playing, and he's kind of more of just a pest to Kenyon Drake's value than his own value. Same thing with the Jets, Crowell and Bilal Powell kind of splitting carries right down the middle. Neither guy good enough to really perform with only half a workload. If either guy became the bell cow, then I would be interested, but right now this is a running back situation that I really just want to stay away from altogether. Looking at receivers, Kenny Stills at 6,400 is very intriguing to me in tournaments because, you know, he is that deep threat option for Miami. He turned four catches into over 100 yards last week. You know, definitely a guy that I'm looking at in tournaments for only 6,400. And then another cash game player that I'm using a lot this week is Quincy Enunwa at 5,000. Led the Jets in targets last week, led the Jets in catches last week, and only 5,000. This is a guy that I can play, you know, in a lot of my cash game lineups, and it's going to open up salary for me to get guys like Julio Jones in there, guys like Kamara, guys like Michael Thomas. You know, Drew Brees is my quarterback potentially, guys like that. If you want those kind of guys in your lineups, you need to find cheaper options, and Enunwa is just that. You know, his opportunity is going to be there. He kind of looked like Darnold's go-to safety blanket. So at 5,000, he's going to be in a lot of my cash game lineups this week, Quincy Enunwa. Let's see what else we have here. Tight ends, no one I'm really playing. The Jets, for some reason, never target their tight end. Mike Gesicki, very good tight end prospect, but, you know, didn't really do anything week one, so I'm kind of in a wait-and-see approach with him. There's other tight ends that I'll definitely be playing over, you know, any tight ends in this game. And then defenses, I think you could take a look at either defense. Sam Darnold and Ryan Tannehill are both quarterbacks that, you know, are turnover prone. Darnold in college threw a lot of interceptions, fumbled the ball a decent amount of times. Tannehill is a guy that will always, you know, always going to turn the ball over once or twice in a game. And I think both quarterbacks also will, you know, take a sack here or there. So definitely a good way to get some defense exposure for only 3,700 too in a game that I think will be pretty low scoring. I wouldn't be opposed to playing either the Dolphin or the Jet defense in this one. The next thing we're going to take a look at is the Indianapolis Colts against the Washington Redskins. This is a game that I have a lot of interest in, actually, at 47, which is pretty high for this slate. So we're going to jump into the quarterbacks here. Andrew Luck at 7,500 is, you know, obviously a solid play. Like, he's Andrew Luck. You know he's going to be throwing the football. not a guy that I'm forcing into my lineups this week, but definitely a guy that I'm interested in. And if it just ends up, I fill up my quarterback position last. I have 7,500. Luck's a guy that I feel very comfortable with putting in my lineup. The more interest I have is actually Alex Smith at 7,100, a little cheaper. Indianapolis has a very bad secondary, as everybody should know by now. I'm definitely going to be targeting this defense very often throughout the year. So Alex Smith is kind of next up to take his shot at this poor secondary. And I like him. I like him at 7,100. I think he has a bad rap in the media, in the public eye, that he's just a game manager. But he had some big games last year in Kansas City. I think he's going to have some big games this year in Washington. Obviously, Chris Thompson coming out of the backfield is going to be a major weapon for him. Kind of safe throws that can turn into huge plays with that guy's speed. So Alex Smith in cash games and tournaments, honestly, because his own percentage is going to be super, super low, because I just don't think the public trusts Alex Smith in a GPP format. But in cash games as well, I like Alex Smith to have, you know, a pretty solid week against a really bad pass defense. Running backs, Adrian Peterson at 6,700 is definitely a guy that I'm playing in my cash game lineups. Not GPPs anymore, because I don't think Adrian Peterson has that upside to go for maybe 150 yards and two touchdowns. I just don't think he has that skill set or explosiveness. But against this terrible Indianapolis defense, I think he easily could find himself, you know, touching the ball 20 times, you know, 85, 90 yards on a touchdown, maybe a catch here or there, which, you know, add that up for 6,700. That's great, great cash game production. But it's kind of, you know, stacking Alex Smith's number one option through the air. He loves Chris Thompson. So kind of maybe you stack Alex Smith, Chris Thompson, Jordan Reed. That's a really cheap stack that, you know, has potential to have a big game. And then kind of like fade the Alex Smith wide receiver stack, as, you know, could be popular this week against the bad Indianapolis pass defense. So that's kind of my feel on the running backs. I'm not really touching any Indianapolis running backs here. You know, is Marlon Mack going to play? Is he not going to play? You know, Wilkins, Hines, just not guys I'm looking to play in either cash games or GPPs. Wide receivers, I like T.Y. Hilton, GPP, obviously. He's, you know, always been a big game threat. You know, in a GPP, if I'm going to be playing Hilton, I'm playing Luck as well, just kind of hoping that combo goes crazy, which we've seen happen in the past so often. An interesting cash game receiver for me this week is Jamison Crowder at only 6,000. I'm going to try to get him in a couple of my lineups because, number one, he is pretty cheap at only 6K, and he didn't really perform much last week, but Washington got out to a big lead, didn't really have to throw the ball. I just have a tough time not seeing Alex Smith's game and Jamison Crowder's game kind of really mesh perfectly, so I think Crowder's going to be in for some bigger games here, you know, coming up. So Crowder at 6,000 is definitely a guy I'm going to take a shot with in cash games, rather. But, you know, defenses, that Washington defense is actually intriguing to me at only 3,700 because Luck, you know, has the tendency of just trying to fit the ball into tight windows because he is so good. I mean, that can result in a turnover too. You know, the Indianapolis offensive line is not very good. The Washington front seven is very solid. So I could see Luck taking a sack, you know, taking a sack here or there. So that Washington defense, I feel like for such a low price, actually has decent upside and a decent floor. So that Redskin defense is what I'm going to play, but that's really all I have for this game. The next game we're going to look at is probably the biggest game of the slate, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Over under of 52, I'm pretty sure. Let me just double check that for you. 53. Over under of 53. So this is where all people are going to be getting their cash game plays, game stacking this for GPPs. You know, if I'm in a GPP, as crazy as it sounds, I might be just fading this game altogether in a GPP, just kind of, you know, just game theory saying, like, if everyone's going to be on this game, I have a better chance of it being low scoring and having everybody else than, you know, having the exact right guys from this game and then, you know, hitting on other guys. You kind of need too many other things to go right. So huge GPPs, I'm fading it, as crazy as that sounds. But, you know, smaller tournaments like 100-guy tournaments, obviously, I'm not fading this game. Big Ben at 7,600, I think, is a really, really good cash game play. He's, you know, a monster at home, terrible on the road, which we kind of said last week, and we lived up to it, just fading Big Ben altogether. And another guy that we got wrong last week was Patrick Mahomes, and we'll throw in Tyreek Hill. I kind of, you know, advised everyone to fade that combo, but, you know, that combo went crazy. But, you know, I'm doing it again. I'm not playing Mahomes. I'm not playing Tyreek Hill. I just think, you know, especially after last week, all the buzz is on those two guys, and everybody is going to want to have them in their lineups. And when everybody has something, you don't want to have it. When nobody has something, you want to have it. That's kind of how it works in GPPs. Just waiting for that one week where you kind of hit and everybody else misses. So Mahomes and Tyreek Hill will not be in any of my tournament lineups, but cash games, you know, I'm not turning away from Tyreek Hill. I think he's, you know, obviously a very good option. You know, running backs, James Conner's all the way up to 7,000 now. We loved him last week at 5K, at 7K. You know, he's kind of priced just like every other running back, so not an insane value here anymore. But still definitely a guy you want to get in your cash game lineups at only 7,000. Very good value for a guy that's going to see, you know, over 90% of the snaps. I think he saw 92% of the snaps week one. So anytime you can get that kind of, you know, workload, that's definitely something you want to try to fit into your lineups. Kareem Hunt at 7,800. Didn't really have a good week one at all. I could see him bouncing back here. I still not sold on that Pittsburgh run defense, especially with the loss of Ryan Shazier last year to that gruesome injury. Kareem Hunt is a guy that I want to play because I think the public is going to be off him. Because he performed so poorly in week one at 7,800, definitely a guy that I'm getting in my GPP lineups. Now looking at receiver, Antonio Brown, I will have in every single lineup this week at 8,900. You saw Kansas City get torched by San Diego's receivers, and they honestly should have been even more. They dropped three touchdowns, I'm pretty sure, in that game. But Keenan Allen had a huge game, and I think Antonio Brown is just a better version of Keenan Allen. You know, runs all the routes. Dude just creates unbelievable separation. So Antonio Brown is a guy that is going to be in every single one of my lineups this week. Kind of how Alvin Kamara was last week for me, that's Antonio Brown for me this week. At 8,900, I'm figuring a way to make it work with him. I'm getting him in my lineup, and, you know, that's really it. Juju Smith-Schuster, I mean, he did it again. You know, only 8 targets, but turned it into 5 catches for 120 yards. This guy is just a big play waiting to happen. But again, I'm not feeling comfortable playing him. I just don't like the target share. I don't like, you know, I don't like the opportunities that he gets. But, you know, when he does get them, he turns them into huge games. So if you're going to play Smith-Schuster, I can't fault you for it. Just not a guy that I feel comfortable playing in cash games because, you know, the targets just aren't there. So I think as many games as there's, you know, 5 for 114, there's going to be as many games that are 3 for 35. So Smith-Schuster is just not a guy that I'm going after. Tight end. Travis Kelce in cash games is probably one of my favorite tight end plays at 6,800. He failed to hook up with Mahomes really at all last week, only, you know, scoring 1.1 FanDuel points, which is super low and super disappointing for, you know, in my opinion, the second best tight end in football. So I think this week they kind of try to get Travis Kelce going. In cash games at only 6,800, you're getting a really good tight end talent in a thin tight end pool. So definitely a guy that I'm trying to play at 6,800, Travis Kelce. And, you know, obviously defense, I'm not touching either one of these defenses. Over under 53, and both defenses did not really look good in week one, so I'm not touching any of these defenses either. But that kind of wraps up this game. Obviously, cash games, you want to get a lot of players in this game, highest over under. But GPPs, like I said, I'm kind of trying to stay away from it, maybe a one-off here or there, because, you know, everyone is going to be stacking their lineups in this game. So I'm going to try to stay away and, you know, hopefully to hit on everybody else. The next game that we're going to look at here is the Minnesota Vikings against the Green Bay Packers. This is a tough game to predict what's going to happen. No total on the Vegas board yet because of that Aaron Rodgers injury. Healthy or not, the Green Bay offense is one that I'm just not trying to play this week against a really good Viking defense. With so many other games to choose from on the slate, there's just so many better spots. Than trying to go at the Viking defense. So, you know, Rodgers is not a play for me. Obviously, neither is DeShone Kizer. Not playing Jamal Williams. And then you look, Devonta Adams, Randall Cobb, Geronimo Allison are three guys that I'm also not really going to play because, you know, if Rodgers is hurt, then I'm definitely not playing them. And even if Rodgers is, you know, 60-70% against the Viking defense, I'd rather go elsewhere at, you know, whatever prices that they're at. But, you know, flipping it over to the Minnesota Vikings side, I'm very interested in Dalvin Cook at only 6,500. This is a very talented running back. He had 6 catches last week for 55 yards. So definitely a guy that I'm looking to get in my lineup, my cash game lineups at least, because you know he has a high floor. He's going to get a pretty good workload. So Dalvin Cook's definitely a guy that I'm trying to play. You know, you get Dalvin Cook in there, then it's that much easier to fit guys like Antonio Brown, Michael Thomas in your lineup. or a guy like Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, you know, studs like that. So Dalvin Cook's going to be in a lot of my cash game makeup this week at 6,500. You know, and that's really, obviously, if DeShone Kizer plays in this game, the Viking defense at 4,400 might be a must play, to be honest, because, you know, Kizer is a walking turnover. And, you know, the Minnesota Vikings generate a good pressure on the quarterback. They, you know, turn teams over. So if DeShone Kizer's in there, I'm going to be playing the Viking defense a lot at 4,400 because, you know, they're just going to have so many opportunities to do things against DeShone Kizer because he's just so bad. But, you know, that kind of really does it for me in this game. Obviously, Thielen and Diggs aren't bad plays. But, you know, if there's no Rodgers and the Vikings get out to an early lead, Mike Zimmer has shown that he prefers just to kind of run the clock out instead of trying to run it up. So that's why I kind of like Dalvin Cook in this game. But, you know, Thielen and Diggs are both also decent options at 7,600, 7,400. There's just other guys at those prices that I'm more willing to play than those two. But that kind of wraps it up for me in this game. The next game that I'm going to take a look at is the Houston Texans against the Tennessee Titans. This is another game where the over-under is yet to be posted because of the Mariota injury. You don't know if it's going to be Mariota or Blaine Gabbert, and that obviously affects, you know, what you're going to do with the Tennessee Titans skill position players. But, you know, looking at other positions, like Deshaun Watson at 7,400 for me is a really, really strong play. Cash games and tournaments. You know, New England kind of bottled him up last week, but, you know, that's to be expected. You know, Bill Belichick against a running quarterback, you knew, especially having all offseason prepare for that game, you knew that he was going to come up with a good game plan for Deshaun Watson. He still ran for 40 yards. So as bad as he looked, he still put up 12 points, which not great, obviously, out of your quarterback, but not terrible for a bad game. Still ran for 40 yards. So Watson, for me, 7,400 is going to be in a lot of my cash games and GPPs, to be honest, because I just love his upside. I love his weapons. And I'm not really sold on this Tennessee defense yet either. So Deshaun Watson for me is a very, very strong play at 7,400 in both cash games and GPPs. Running back situation, I'm not touching any of these running backs. I'm not a Lamar Miller fan. 6,800, just no thank you. And then the Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry situation is just one I still am avoiding because I don't know. You know, when it comes to building cash game lineups, you want to know the kind of production and opportunity your guys are going to get. On average, how many carries, how many targets. You want guys that are going to have the ball in their hands often. Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis don't really offer any security in that sense. So if you want to, you know, sneak one of them into a GPP lineup and hope that's the one that the Titans go with that week, you know, I'm not going to say that's a bad idea, but just not something I'm going to be doing. Wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins at 8,400 is one of my favorite plays this week. You know, we faded him last week against the Patriots, and it ended up being a pretty good move. Only scored 11 points, you know, but 11 points for 8,000 is not a good turnaround. So that was a good fade on our part. But this week, I'm definitely playing him. Watson loves throwing him the football. So this is definitely a guy that I want to try to get in my lineup. 11 targets last week, so you can see him getting another 11 to 15 this week. And I think he kind of ends up having a big game as long as that foot is good to go. Corey Davis is another good cash game option. It's at 6,300. He had a huge target share. He got over 1 in 3 passes were thrown to Corey Davis. He had 13 targets against Miami. So as long as you're getting that big of a target share, you're definitely going to be in my cash game lineup. So Corey Davis at 6,300, again, is a very good value. It's going to help me fit in, you know, higher priced guys like Antonio Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, stuff like that. So Corey Davis, 6,300. Getting 13 targets, definitely a guy that I'm trying to play. Tight end here, we have another interesting tight end here at Janu Smith at only 4,200, so super, super cheap. He's going to be filling in for the injured Delanie Walker. He's very, very athletic. Obviously, Houston gave up a huge game to Rob Gronkowski last week, the tight end, but, you know, Gronk is not your average tight end, so it's tough to predict if whether or not the Texans are just going to struggle against tight ends or that was just Gronk being Gronk. But, you know, you could take a shot here on Janu Smith at 4,200. Definitely a guy that I'm going to have in my GPP player pool because he's so cheap. It's going to help me stack up, you know, higher powered offenses and still have a chance for really solid production at only 4,200, filling in for Delanie Walker. So he's really an intriguing play for me. Defenses, I'm not really playing anybody. I mean, if it ends up Mariota not playing and it's the Blaine Gabbert show, that Houston Texan defense will be interesting to me. Obviously, they have a very good pass rush. I could see them sacking Gabbert, you know, numerous times. So that's a defense I'm going to be looking to play if it's Gabbert. But if not, just kind of staying away from these two defenses. Next thing we're going to take a look at here is the Chargers against the Buffalo Bills. This is a game that I have interest in for cash games, not necessarily for GPPs. Phillip Rivers at 7,400, obviously a very strong play. My only concern with him and why I'm not playing him in GPPs instead of only cash is if you forecast the Chargers getting out to an early lead here because the Buffalo Bills are just so bad, you know, this could lead to him just kind of turning the ball, handing it to Melvin Gordon in the second half mostly. I'm going to get to Melvin Gordon in a second. But an interesting play for me is Josh Allen at 6,100. I think in GPPs, he could be worth a shot because, you know, he showed a willingness to run last week. So he had 4 carries for 26 yards, and he's obviously only 6 of 15 for 74 yards passing. But, you know, if they're behind and he's dropping back and he's throwing and running, I think he could provide actually a decent score of, you know, 6,000 to kind of return value on that, because when you're playing GPPs, you need pretty much, you want to 3x your point value to get up to like 180 points, and that's going to kind of put you in the realm of cashing, or, you know, pretty high up there. So you only need Josh Allen to get to 18 points, and I think with the way that the willingness he showed of running the football, I think he could actually get there. So Josh Allen's a very sneaky GPP play for me this week. I think he could hit that value. Running backs, Melvin Gordon is probably my favorite cash game running back at price point and workload. When you mix those two things together at 8,200, you know, I kind of think the Chargers get out to a good lead here, and I think it's going to lead to a lot of Melvin Gordon time. So at 8,200, he's going to be in a majority of my cash game lineups. Definitely a guy that I want to get a lot of exposure to. Wide receivers, Keenan Allen, obviously this guy is just super, super consistent. You know, 8 for 108 in touchdown last week against the Chiefs. He actually shredded the Bills when they played last year. I think he had like 11 catches, 150 yards, and a couple touchdowns. So definitely a guy that I'm getting in my cash game lineups. Tournaments, not so much, because like I said, I just think if the Chargers get out to a big lead here, you know, Allen's production kind of falls to the wayside, and it's going to be more Melvin Gordon. But at 8,000, you know, I'm going to have Keenan Allen in a lot of cash game lineups. You know, every cash game lineup I don't have Melvin Gordon in, I'll have Keenan Allen, and that's a guaranteed fact. One of those two guys will be in every single one of my cash game lineups this week. But yeah, Keenan Allen, you know, a really, really strong wide receiver play. You know, looking down, Tyrell Williams and Mike Williams, both are kind of intriguing to me as tournament plays, you know, 5,800, 5,400. You just don't know the workload of these two guys. Like, you don't know who the true number two wide receiver is in San Diego. You know, Williams got in the end zone. Tyrell Williams, that is, got in the end zone. Mike Williams had more catches and yards. So it's kind of tough to tell who's going to be that guy for them. But, you know, I'm not against throwing either one of them in my tournament lineup, just hoping that, you know, because both have the capability of making big plays. And then defenses, obviously, if you're not going to, you know, try to make that sneaky play of Allen in GPPs, the Chargers are a very strong defense at 4,400. You know, Allen is going to turn the ball over a couple times, most likely. Probably take a couple sacks. Chargers have a really good pass rush. So it's definitely a defense that I want to target in my cash game and tournament lineups at only 4,400. The Los Angeles Chargers are a very, very strong defensive play. The next game that we're going to take a look at here is the Arizona Cardinals against the Los Angeles Rams. You know, kind of two teams that had a very, very different week one. You know, Arizona looked about as bad as you could possibly look against the Washington Redskins at home as a home opener. Just a really, really poor performance for them. The Rams, who didn't play anybody in the preseason, obviously they kind of, you know, first half was preseason for them. It looked like went into the locker room trailing 13-10 to the Raiders, came out, won the game 33-13. So, you know, it looked like they kind of got things going. Todd Gurley had another big game. So Todd Gurley at 8,900. You know, if you have room for him in cash games and tournaments, obviously plug him in there. He's a very, very, you know, solid, runs the ball, catches the ball, so he's kind of game script proof, and he's also just has a super high floor because you know he's going to get his touches. So in cash games, I'm definitely getting Todd Gurley in there. Even though Arizona has a pretty good, you know, defense front seven, so in tournaments, maybe I'm fading Todd Gurley. I'm probably not going to have a lot of exposure to Todd Gurley at 8,900, because if I have that kind of price, if I have that kind of money left for running back, I'm going to Kamara every time. So I'm actually probably not going to have a lot of Todd Gurley this week. As strong as of a play I think he is, I would just rather pay up for Kamara for the extra $100. So, you know, David Johnson at 8,400. I'm not touching him yet. Didn't have a good week one. You know, the Rams have a really, really good defensive line, so I'm not sure how much running room he's going to find with the terrible offensive line that Arizona has. I think Sue and Darnold are going to be very, very disruptive to the Arizona running game. I don't think he's really going to be able to get much going there. Looking at the quarterbacks, Jared Goff, 7,400, Sam Bradford, 6,300. Two guys I'm not too totally interested in playing. There's other guys at those price points that I much rather prefer. You know, so looking at receivers, I think Larry Fitzgerald's actually a really, really interesting play at 7,100 in a in FanDuel in both GPP and tournaments. He actually lit the Rams up last time they played. He had 10 for 100 and a touchdown. So definitely a guy that I'm interested in playing is Larry Fitzgerald because, you know, you have those two corners of Peters and Tlaib on the outside. So that's going to really funnel the offense, I feel like, through Larry Fitzgerald inside in the slot. He's going to have a lot of catches, a lot of targets. So in cash games, Larry Fitzgerald is definitely going to be a play for me at 7,000. You know, looking at these Rams receivers, Cooper Kupp, I think, is another good cash game option at 6,300. He seems to be Jared Goff's go-to guy. He had 15.3 FanDuel points last week. Got in the end zone, so I don't see anything why that would change. So Cooper Kupp is definitely another, you know, cheaper wide receiver cash game option for me. Not GPPs, because I think they just have too many options for any of them to go crazy. And if one does go crazy, it's going to be Cooks. It's not going to be Kupp or Woods. So I'll stick to Cooper Kupp in my cash games. And, you know, that's really it from this game. Yeah, I don't even love these like, the Rams defense at 4,800 is just a little too expensive for me for a defense. Even though Arizona's offense did look really bad, I'm just not paying up that much for that defense. So, you know, not a bunch happening for me in this game, but, you know, Larry Fitzgerald, 7,100, I feel like it's a really, really strong play. Okay, the next game we're going to look at is the Detroit Lions against the San Francisco 49ers, over under 48, so it's actually a really high number. Definitely a game that I'm interested in. Jimmy Garoppolo at 6,300 is one of my favorite quarterback plays, both cash games and tournaments. Jimmy G actually looked very solid against the Vikings, I thought. You know, 15 of 33 for 261 yards and a touchdown. He did throw the three interceptions, but, you know, that Viking defense is very, very good, especially, you know, him going on the road. I think he's going to find a lot more success against this Lion defense, and now that he's at home. Jimmy Garoppolo is definitely a guy I'm going to have in a lot of my lineups at 7,300. If I'm paying down a quarterback, he's kind of the guy that I'm going to be looking at just so I could fit, you know, higher price running backs like Kamara in my lineup, or, you know, fit other receivers in my lineup like Michael Thomas and Antonio Brown. Like I said, I'm going to have Antonio Brown in pretty much all of my lineups this week, so got to make sacrifices somewhere if you want to get the best receiver in the game in your lineup, and I think Garoppolo is a pretty good pivot there. Running back situation in this game, I'm not really touching. Breed at 61, no thank you. Kerryon Johnson at 61, a player I'm really high on, but not until he really has that guaranteed workload in cash games will I be playing him. If you want to throw a GPP dart with Kerryon Johnson, not against it at 6,100 because I think he has the skill set to really turn into that three-down back and kind of phase out LeGarrette Blount and obviously Ameer Abdullah, and Riddick's always going to be the pass game guy there. But he kind of lines up in the slot, actually, more than in the backfield, so interesting to like look at. Alfred Morris, 5,800, no thank you. You know, kind of Morris and Breida kind of take away each other's value against the Detroit, you know, run defense that got shredded by the Jets last week, actually. But yeah, I just can't take advantage of it with these two guys because I don't know which one it's going to be. So in GPPs, if you want to play Alfred Morris or Breida, not a bad idea, but cash games, no thank you, because I just don't know, you know, the workload, and I'm, you know, more of a cash player than a, you know, GPP in tournaments. Wide receivers, you know, for cash games, nothing I really love here. Marquise Goodwin at 5,800, if he ends up being healthy, definitely a guy that I want to get in my GPPs, though, because we saw him and Garoppolo have a great chemistry at the end of last year. Goodwin was putting up a lot of big games. So if he ends up playing and he's currently questionable, a guy that I want to try to get in my GPPs because I think the San Francisco 49er passing game could find a lot of success. And I think Goodwin obviously is going to, you know, be a part of that if they do. But if he doesn't play, Dante Pettis is a guy that I'm really interested in at 4,500 in both cash games and GPPs. If you can get a cash game receiver at 4,500, Dante Pettis scored 13 points against the Vikings last week. This is a really strong play. Super, super cheap. If there's no Goodwin, you know, you could see Pettis getting an increase in roles because those targets have to go somewhere. So I think Pettis could be a really good option. And I think Pierre Garçon could be a pretty solid option too, as long as there's no Goodwin. You know, then you're talking Lion receivers. Obviously, you have Tate Jones and Galladay. Nothing I love for cash games here because they're also unpredictable. But for GPPs, I wouldn't mind pairing one of them with Stafford, even two of them with Stafford, actually. Like, if you do a GPP stack of, like, Stafford, Jones, and Galladay, I'd be all for that. It wouldn't be that expensive, and would be able to kind of fit more expensive players around them, which I kind of like doing in GPPs. Like, if I'm going to stack, I don't want to stack the main stack of, like, this week it's going to be Big Ben and Antonio Brown, probably. But, you know, I want to do, like, a secondary or third stack, and then kind of fill it with, you know, other superstar players instead of, like, making that my main thing and then filling it in with, you know, cheap bargain options. I'd prefer the bargain stack and then, you know, getting studs elsewhere. Tight end, George Kittle, one of my favorite plays this week at 5,600. Like I touched on, if Marquise Goodwin is not there, you know, where are the targets going? He saw 9 targets against the Vikings, caught 5 of them for 90 yards, so this is definitely a guy that I'm interested in. Cash games, tournaments, maybe my favorite tight end play is George Kittle this week, actually, at only 5,600. So definitely a guy that I'm going to have a lot of exposure to. Defenses, no thank you in this game, really. But yeah, George Kittle, super strong play at 5,600, good value in tournaments and cash. Okay, moving on to the AFC Championship game rematch. It is the New England Patriots traveling to Jacksonville this time. Last time the game was obviously in New England with the Patriots coming back and winning and going to the Super Bowl, eventually losing to the Eagles. But this time it is in Jacksonville. Over-under of this game is 45, so actually a pretty low total. This is a game that I actually am going to try to stay away from. Brady at 8,500, when we've seen Brady struggle, it's when there is a good pass rush on him, and Jacksonville is a great pass rush. Also has very good corners, so definitely not a Tom Brady game for me, especially at 8,500. You know, Bortles at 6,500 could be a very interesting GPP play because he actually played really well against him in the AFC Championship game, and then the coaches, like, went defensive, played not to lose instead of playing to win, kind of ran the ball in the second half way too much and kind of stopped Bortles from throwing. So, you know, Blake Bortles, I think, could be an interesting GPP play if you want to pair him with, like, a Keenan Cole, or a D.D. Westbrook. I wouldn't yell at you for doing that. Definitely something interesting. Not something I'm going to be doing, but, you know, not a terrible idea. Running back situation, obviously, Fournette's banged up. Bad hamstring. Burkhead has a concussion. So it's going to look like it's going to be T.J. Yeldon, 6,200. Not a bad value. Cash games, you could definitely use him if Fournette's out. Because he's such a good receiver out of the backfield that it's going to be a lot of swing passes to him, a lot of halfback angles, you know, stuff to kind of get him the ball in space. Not necessarily always handing it to him, but he's obviously going to get his fair share of carries as well. So that's definitely an interesting cash gameplay for me as Yeldon. And then GPPs, James White at 5,900. It's very interesting to me because the best way to negate a very strong pass rush is just quick passes to the backfield. And James White has shown the ability of being, you know, one of the best receiving running backs out of the backfield in the NFL. So GPPs at 5,900, James White, sign me up. But, you know, other than that, not much going on in this game. I'm not really taking any New England receivers. Chris Hogan laid a major egg for me last week. Really, really disappointed. 1.6 points. He just torpedoed a lot of my GPP teams. You know, if he could have got up to that 15, 16 point, it would have been, instead of min cashes, would have been, you know, very solid cashes. But, you know, we move on. But against that Jaguar secondary, you know, I'm not playing Chris Hogan. I'm not playing Philip Dorsett, Cordarrelle Patterson. No, thank you. So it's just a game where I'm not really playing any of these guys. And Gronk at 8,100. There's going to be other Gronk games. Like last week, I was loving Gronk. Got 20 points. This week, not so much. Jacksonville has shown that they'll put Jalen Ramsey on Gronkowski, actually. So, you know, not a matchup that I'm really a big fan of. So, you know, not a game that I really want to play anybody. GPP is if you want to play like James White, go for it. T.J. Yeldon, if Fournette ends up being out, as a cash game option, 6,200, like a cheap, you know, running back. You know, I think that's a pretty good idea. But other than that, this is a game that I'm just kind of watch and enjoy instead of, you know, putting a lot of daily fantasy players in it. And now the final game that we get to here is the Oakland Raiders against the Denver Broncos, over-under of 46. You know, we hit on these Broncos last week. I told you Case Keenum in a GPP, you know, stack it with Sanders and DT, and it actually worked out really, really well. That was the, you know, that kind of lineup that, you know, got me a lot of my cashes and GPPs. You know, but unfortunately I had Hogan as the third receiver who really didn't do much for me. But, you know, I think this is another strong game where you could stack it. You know, that Oakland defense is really, really bad. So if you give me Keenum, Sanders, and Demaryius Thomas again, yeah, I'm all for it. You know, looking at the Raiders side, Derek Carr, 6,600. Not a guy that I really want to play. Did not really look good against the Rams. Rams do have a good defense, though. So maybe a bounce-back spot for Derek Carr, but, you know, not a guy that I'm going to be playing. You know, running backs, Marshawn Lynch, 6,300. No thank you. There's other guys I'd rather play. And this Denver backfield, Phillip Lindsay, where did he come from? Got a lot of 15 carries, saw a good share of targets, 31 receiving yards, ran for 71 yards. So not a backfield I want to target. A lot of people thought it'd be Royce Freeman. He actually ended up having like pretty much the same exact numbers as Lindsay. But, you know, Freeman at 6,000, Booker at 52, Lindsay at 49. Those are three guys that you don't really know who's going to be the player. So, you know, it's best to avoid everything. You know, Amari Cooper continued to stink, 2.3 points. I just don't know what happened to him. He had such a good rookie season, and then it's just kind of the wheels have really fallen off for him. But, you know, like I said, receivers, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, I think stacking them in a GPP with Case Keenum is not a bad idea, but also cash games. I'm playing a lot of Emmanuel Sanders. I played a lot of Emmanuel Sanders last week in cash games, and it worked out for me getting 25 points this week at 6,800. He'll be right back in there for me, Demaryius Thomas as well. I think both those guys are very good options. Then you look at the tight end position, Jared Cook. Obviously had a huge game against the Rams, but I foresee the Rams struggling against tight ends this year because their corners are just so good and their linebacking core is kind of weak to the point where I think, you know, it's not going to be a lot of game plan to get the ball to receivers against them. I think it's going to be more tight ends. That's one of the reasons I love Larry Fitzgerald against the Rams this week is because he's not necessarily the Arizona tight end, but he kind of runs those tight end routes. Like, he stays in between the hash marks, in between the numbers, and he kind of gobbles up all of those targets for, like, 10, 12 yards, and I think that's where that Ram defense is going to get exposed this year. But, you know, Jared Cook, I think, is another interesting play. Just 12 targets last week. Like, that's just insane. So if you want to play him for 5K, really cheap, you know, cash games, GPPs for that price, I'm all for it at only 5,000, so... And defenses, I'm actually looking at the Denver defense this week at 4,500. Really good pass rush. Von Miller was obviously a freak last week. He was all over the field. And I think Derek Carr, you know, 3 interceptions last week, definitely has shown, you know, the ability to throw interceptions, take a couple sacks. So I think that Denver defense at 4,500 is a really good value as well. Okay, and that does it for our game-by-game breakdown of week 2. Now we're just kind of run through, you know, all the guys that I've talked about and liked here. So, like, Drew Brees, 8,800 for cash, obviously a strong play. Newton, 8,200 for GPPs and cash just because of his rushing ability. Big Ben at 7,600 is a great cash game play. Tournaments I'm fading because I think that Big Ben and AB stack is going to be huge in tournaments. Just kind of something I'd rather not play. Jimmy Garoppolo is one of my favorite plays at 7,300 for both cash games and GPPs, along with Deshaun Watson at 7,400. So that's kind of where my quarterback play is going to come from, I think. That price point of like 7,300-7,400 this week, because there's a lot of running backs and receivers I like. So those two guys are definitely going to be in my lineup a lot. And then the sneaky GPP play for me is Josh Allen at 6,100. Only needing to get to about 18 fantasy points, because you want to look for guys to 3x their price. And I think he can get there with his rushing ability. Ran for about 30 yards in the second half. Double that if he gets like 60-ish. I mean, that could be a lot, but you never know. Josh Allen is a guy that I like to get to 18 fantasy points. So I think in GPPs, he's going to go very low owned and could honestly return value. Running backs I'm looking at, Kamara at 9,000. He's a beast, obviously. Gurley, 8,900. Gordon, 8,200 in cash games is one of my favorite plays because of just that workload that he's going to be getting. Against the bad Buffalo Bills team, I think the second half is going to be a lot of, you know, Gordon milking the clock. Then you look at McCaffrey, 7,400. I kind of like him because just the floor he provides with catching and running. So I think he's going to get a lot of opportunity. Dalvin Cook's one of my favorite plays at 6,500 in cash games and tournaments because, you know, it's just such a good price point for a guy who I thought looked really, really good last week. So definitely just a guy that I'll be looking at to get into my lineups. And Adrian Peterson, of course, at 6,700 is another guy that I'm really, really interested in cash games. So, you know, if you're kind of looking at my lineup construction, it's going to be, you know, a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo, a lot of Deshaun Watson at 7,400. Then it's going to be like a lot of, you know, Gordon at 8,200, Dalvin Cook 6,500. And then I'm going to really pay up at receivers like Antonio Brown, 8,900 in cash games. He will be in all of my cash game lineups this week. I think he's going to be an absolute monster. Then DeAndre Hopkins at 8,400 I like a lot as well. And then, you know, just looking down the list here, like the Denver Bronco wide receivers of DT and Sanders, 7,000, 6,800 respectively, are two guys I'm going to have in my lineup. Kenny Stills in cash at 6,400 I like. And then Cooper Kupp, 6,300 in cash games I like, because I just feel like that's really Jared Goff's go-to guy in the red zone. You know, playing that slot role, I think he's just a very strong cash play. He's going to be locked into about his 10 targets, catch 7 or 8 of them, you know, 70, 80 yards, maybe a touchdown. So definitely a guy I'm interested in. Josh Gordon, 6,300 for tournaments. We saw that New Orleans secondary get toasted by, you know, deep balls from Tampa Bay. So Josh Gordon is one of the best deep threats in the NFL still, in my opinion. So definitely a guy that I'm taking a shot at 6,300 in tournaments. You know, and just kind of rounding this out, you look at, you know, Marquise Goodwin, 5,800. If he's healthy, definitely a guy that I want to try to get in some tournament lineups, along with Keenan Cole and D.D. Westbrook, both Jacksonville receivers, 55 and 5,700 respectively. You know, two guys that I'm very intrigued by. And then, you know, looking at the tight end position, I'm not playing Gronk this week. Travis Kelce I like a lot at 6,800. Zach Ertz, 6,500 I like a lot. Jordan Reed at 6,200. Hey, as long as he's healthy, he's a good option to play as well, because, you know, the talent's always been there. It's just a matter of whether or not he's actually on the field. So in DFS, as long as he's on the field, not a bad plug and play. And my favorite My favorite tight end play this week is probably George Kittle at 5,600. If Goodwin is a no-go, he's going to get a ton of targets. Garoppolo loves him. I could see him scoring one, maybe two touchdowns. So Kittle's going to be my tight end in a lot of lineups this week. That kind of rounds it out for me. Ricky Seals-Jones, 5,200. Obviously, the Rams got, you know, thrashed by a tight end last week in Jared Cook. So Ricky Seals-Jones, see maybe if he can keep that going. And then defenses, obviously, you can look at, you know, the Denver Broncos, 4,500 against the Raiders. You know, I like the Texan defense if Mariota's not playing at 4,500. And then obviously if Kaiser is the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, I'm playing the Viking defense at 4,400 and probably 85 to 90% of my lineups, because, you know, that's just a really good defense. And especially against a quarterback as bad as Sean Kaiser, that could just scream, you know, maybe a couple defensive touchdowns. That's how, you know, that game could go, in my opinion. And then 4,400, I'm playing the Los Angeles Chargers against Josh Allen and the Bills. I think he's going to, you know, hold the ball maybe a little too long, take a couple sacks, turn the ball over once or twice. And that's kind of all you need for a defense in FanDuel. So the Los Angeles Chargers are also a strong play. So, you know, thank you for tuning in to week 2 of the DFS Deadeye. I wish you guys all good luck. I hope this advice comes through and we kind of, you know, cash as much as we did last week, and hopefully everybody performs for us and we get those bigger GPP caches instead of just min caches. So good luck and have a good Sunday.